USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ordered aides to find answers to the origins of the virus that caused COVID-19, saying on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies are including the possibility of a laboratory leak in China. The Biden administration on Wednesday defended in U.S. District Court for Alaska a massive ConocoPhillips oil and gas project approved during the Trump administration. President Biden's shift from fossil fuel started on day one of his term, but this project is near and dear to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska. Facebook posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made will no longer be removed by the social media giant. Wednesday's announcement reflects a change on the origins of the pandemic in recent days. The Wall Street Journal reported that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 after falling ill with COVID-like symptoms, well before China announced the outbreak. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has concluded his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Amman was the last stop for the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is being implemented by two Egyptian delegations, one in Israel and one in the Palestinian territories. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As China's embassy in the United States said that politicizing the COVID-19 issue would hamper investigations into the origins, the United States is pressing forward.
Today, the president asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion and to a report back to him in 90 days. Back in early 2020, the president called for the CDC to get access to China to learn about the virus so we could fight it more effectively. And we will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent, evidence-based international investigation with the needed access to get to the bottom of a virus that's taken more than 3 million lives across the globe.
Many Americans believe the extra unemployment funding for the out-of-work should end. Dan Rocky reports.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.